Order the clerk will note the roll and a quorum is present. President Gunther being the first person here today moves the minutes for Wednesday, April 1st, 2009. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails. Members, we're going to announce the time guidelines for floor debate. For House File 855, the Houseman Capital Investment Bill, 2 hours. For the Senate File 1329 PFA Bill, 30 minutes. For Senate File 1197, the UI Rookavina Bill, 30 minutes. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor?
Mr. Chair.
Professor West.
I missed the second one.
The PFA Bill?
PFA Bill.
PFA Bill, 30 minutes.
30 and 30. Okay.
Yep.
Does that represent Cap's bill?
That is Representative Seifert. President House.
I think those are fine.
Instead of 30?
It takes an extra 5 minutes just to talk about the bill.
I will take that amendment and we will go to 35 minutes. He's one of the charter members, but he talks for a long time. All those in favor of these time guidelines signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion prevails. Members, we are in recess. We'll be coming back to do legal fees and to set more guidelines, and we'll come back immediately following session. Thank you, in recess. We'll reconvene the Committee on Rules and the State Administration. There are two orders of business before us. We're going to first set time guidelines for Senate File 811, which was just put on the fiscal calendar by Chair Lynchesky. It's a bill, my understanding, a Shemansky bill to be acted upon soon, as there's an impending issue of school dissolution in McLeod West. I'm assuming this is probably not going to take too long. I know that some Cypher's worked on this, and Chair Lynchesky and others, so about 20 minutes seems to be the appropriate amount of time to explain the issue. Set that as the guideline. Do we want to set a subset of time for Representative Westrum? Anybody have any suggestions on that? I know he's not in the room. All right.
Four minutes.
All right. 20-minute guideline. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails. Members, before us now is the House legal fees. As members remember, at our last meeting, we discussed and passed the legal fees for the District 16A race, which were fairly comparable, but in the 12B race, there was I would submit quite a large discrepancy between the two totals, double the amount of money, and had some questions about that, questions from the members. So, Representative Cypress, do you have any more information on that?
Mr. Chair, thank you. I do. Mr. Chair, at the request of staff, came up with an itemized list of costs relating to the recount in Little Falls. And I could run through each of those if you'd like, Mr. Chair. I didn't make copies for everyone. I thought we had sent one upstairs if members wanted to get copies, but maybe there was a misunderstanding. Mr. Chair, the understanding and meeting with council on this was that there was a selected number of precincts that had drop-offs from Senator McCain in the presidential race to the state house race, which were suspicious, being that our candidate was the one that was down on votes. They aggressively pursued precinct identification and ballots and so forth that would be contestable. There was a preparation of training for volunteers that did the observation, which was 1,400 travel time to Little Falls. In meeting with Mr. Lemire in preparation for the meeting and the recounts was 1,800. Recount participation, 2,000. Another travel time, this time was for the Crow Wing portion rather than the Morrison County portion, 1,600. And return trip to the cities. There was a review of correspondence with Mr. Beninoff from the opposing council, 400. Review of vote counts and developing a matrix of identified precincts was 600. Statute review in consultation with staff and researching vote totals was another 800 from three different portions. Legal research for computers, 186. copying of $12.90, telephone and fax expenses $0.77.
Rich and Seifert, we're getting copies of this as well, and we'll get to questions in a second. I guess the overall, though, when you look at the total of this, it's twice as much as the other one. And then even looking back historically, I know that your side of the aisle wanted some historical data on the last few recounts in the last few years, and we've generally not reimbursed more than about 39 hours of time. And if you look at the times even here in this, we have 34 and 40 and then 66 hours. So I guess at least what I'm looking at more so is not itemized, but how this is so much bigger than any of the other recounts here or historically, why the number is so large.
Mr. Chair, I do, in 2004 in the Faust-Soderstrom recount where Mr. Faust was the challenger, there was a 71-hour initial billing. The end cost ended up being $45.42 for Soderstrom, $7,066 for Faust. That, of course, is 5 years ago. Historically, it looks to me like, you know, generally our council has been cheaper than the other side, but the hourly count, as you note, was not extremely high. There's a 66-hour one on the Lemire. The next one I see is Mr. Gardner versus Krenke was 38 hours for Gardner and 19 for Krenke. excuse me, $6,200 for Gardner and $3,900 for Krenke was the reimbursement. Mason was 26 hours versus Wilkin 12, $4,390 versus $2,426. Chumper versus Davids was almost 2 to 1, 27.75 versus 15.5. 5,500 versus 3,100. So the historical average has been that my side has been, you know, lesser on all of these for the most part. I think each of the recounts, we were on the low side with the exception of this year, and I'm not exactly sure, you know, why it was so extensive other than they did quite a bit of extensive ballot preparation, and the travel time was farther from for training the volunteers and driving to places like Baxter and Little Falls versus the other locations which were closer. In the past, it sounds like the training and observations were done in the state office building for these other recounts in 06.
Commissioner
Steinberg. Thank you. I'm wondering, I don't even know if we can answer for our office, either for the health office here, but whether the attorneys know, I assume they do going in, what the limit is in terms of the health rate. I don't know whether it's customary that they get a letter, or did the caucus leaders inform them, hey, you know, I'm not going to get paid any more than $200 per hour. President Seifert and President Thurston, can you answer that?
President Simon, that information is given to these folks, and generally we use similar attorneys year to year, different firms from time to time, but similar folks do these recounts. They are told about the hours, but then again, you look, it's not as much the rate as it is the number of hours. President Simon.
Next question may be a rhetorical question. I don't know if it's answerable or not, but I'm wondering if the attorney billed at 64.7, if 200 hours is normal, his or her normal billing rate, or whether that person had a higher billing rate and sort of went down to 200 for the purposes of this recount.
Mr. Chair, my understanding was that
it was a lower rate than what normally would be charged.
You want to have to come up and answer that? I honestly have been hands-off in this, Mr. Chair. I must confess, I don't micromanage this stuff. You know, we approved who the attorneys would be. I think your sideways uses the wine glass firm. I do know that they were told $200 was the cap rate, and I wouldn't expect otherwise. I don't know if we want to cap hours from now on, but I don't think anyone understood what the hour, if there was an hour cap.
Mr. Marsh, do you want to give your name for the record?
Ian Marsh, Republican Caucus Research. Mr. Chair, members, we had a pre-election arrangement for billable hours, after which we agreed to we had an amendment to our physical contract that lowered the rate to whatever the Rules Committee set for hourly billing.
And Mr. Marsh, would you be more helpful in knowing why the double the amount of hours, basically, or double the cost?
As Representative, Mr. Chair members, as Representative Seifert said, there was numerous mysterious, in our eyes, precincts that came up that confused us why we lost. For instance, the Canada's home precinct in Little Falls, which normally we would expect to carry.
Representative Simon, another question?
Yes. I understand these things absolutely fluctuate, and Representative Seifert did a good job of talking about what the history was here. But it seems to me that if you look at the other four this cycle, and the other two, and included in there was one of the Republican compliments here, essentially stepping as a senior attorney doing some or most of the work. Because the work is here, everything, almost, except for 1.5 hours by what I assume here in person. I just wonder whether or not both caucuses could make sure that more evenly distributed. I doubt one person is just indispensable, and that work could have been done.
Representative House.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Members, I live very close to that district, and I know it reasonably well. And I think Representative Doty did an abnormal, excellent job in areas probably should have went for higher from our post. And I think that was give cause from attorneys what the problem is, why that happened.
Any further questions? Representative Hillstrom.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. My question is, historically, has this body just out and out paid for all of these, or have there been any anomalies in the past that we've chosen to only pay a portion of, or what is the history in the past?
Representative Hillstrom and members, we have generally paid for recounts, though we have went back from time to time to ask the law firms to lessen the billable hours for us and to move the numbers down. We've done that on many occasions in the past. Generally, that's the caucuses working with their attorneys when they do that.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. If this was just compared to the other person, an anomaly, I wouldn't be as concerned, but when I look at the other two that are on this page as well, they're all right around the $7,000, $8,000 range, and this is so much higher. I think that maybe there should be further discussions about how to bring this down, because when it's this much higher, just because someone does better than someone else expects in a raise, doesn't mean that the House should be paying large lawyer fees. There are lots of places where someone outperformed where they thought they should be, and I don't think that that should result in the House just paying a large supply of them.
Representative Winkler?
Yeah, Mr. Chair, I would agree with Representative Hillstrom, and I think one thing to consider going forward would be approving a budget item total for a caucus to have for future recounts, maybe a set price per recount, and they can manage within that if they want to. But typically when you're purchasing legal services, you have a budget that you're trying to manage too, and you don't just let the law firm send you their bill and pay that out, whatever that may turn out to be, especially because then you run into situations like this. And I think it would be, I don't know if the minority leader would be interested, but to see if they could bring back a proposal on a reduced fee, which is also customary when you're purchasing legal services. You get a bill and you might not like how much it is or think that it was fully justified in the total amount, and you request that the law firm take some off before paying it. So I think if we've done that historically, that might be another thing that we ask them to do before approving the dollar amount.
Mr. Seifert, are you aware of attempting to do that already, or has that been done on this particular issue?
Mr. Chair, one of the attorneys did come and meet with me and went through an explanation of each one of these, which all seemed to be fair. I'm not a lawyer. We looked up the historical 02 to 06 was kind of the recent past. As I had mentioned, Fallis Soderstrom was it was over 7,000 for Fallis and about 4,500 for Soderstrom. So when we consolidated 02 to 06, it was 32,000 in DFL legal fees and 21,000 for Republican legal fees. So we thought, you know, it's not to be partisan, but in almost every case since 2002, our fees have always been lower. This is a new firm we've never used before. So I can call Ted Grindle and find out, if they're willing to do something at a lower amount, I suppose, and see what, his thought process is on this. Historically, we have approved these. I don't know what on the seat would not be done if it were repeated. That's what I kind of asked. Is there some extras that were done, or something that given the process over again, that would be jettisoned? And essentially the travel time to Baxter, the travel time to Little Falls, the training, the precinct analysis and everything else, it came up for what it came up. I can certainly approach them and ask them. I have no opposition to that. At some point, you're going to have to be paid something, I would assume. I don't have any money in my checking account for it, but, traditionally this is what the House has done, is paid for this. Maybe it's a lesson going forward that we put the attorneys on notice if they want to take recount cases and be retained, that there's a cap of X, and that's what you're going to get, regardless of how much time or whatever. We have the cap on the $200 an hour now. I don't see anything like putting a cap on, but I think it's a little unfair to say, well, we're going to do it retroactively because people didn't know that going in, what the situation was. But I think proactively we could just put everybody on notice who wants to sign a contract with either the caucus or the House. Hey, you're going to have a $200 limit on your hourly, and you're going to have a, fill in the blank on your overall cost. That being said, I'll take instruction from what the committee would like me to do. If you want to lay it over and have me call Mr. Grindle and find out, if you want to drag him in here or not, but I don't know if he charges if we bring him in. To, I don't want to pay for that either. But it's the comfort of the committee. I don't want to make it look like we're trying to sneak anything in, or whoever the lawyers on the committee are maybe could give us
some free advice. Just a wink.
Representative Cypher, I'd be more than happy to represent you in your next recount. That's what you're suggesting.
Representative Winkler.
Law firms are very accustomed in this economy to getting requests for taking money off their bills. They're feeling it just like everybody else is, their clients are, in our own tight economic times and cutting legislative budgets and everything else. It seems reasonable that they could participate in that, but that's just for the committee's consideration.
And to Representative Winkler, Representative Cypher, and the committee, this has been done in the past on both sides of the aisle, actually going back in and asking for a lesser amount on the bills. And I just didn't know if you did it in this instance yet or something you could look into. Representative Anderson.
Okay.
And if you could just speak up, just because the microphones are so far away.
Yeah, I was just wondering if historically we've set some type of a cap or a budget, and we've been talking about that from the standpoint of either rules or from the standpoint of finances, set some kind of cap or budget for these.
Representative Anderson, we do have a cap of $200 per hour. We've capped it hourly, but we haven't capped the number of hours because we don't know what could happen in a court case. We're seeing that actually on the state level with, I think, Frank and Coleman recount. You never know where these cases are going to go, but this is just such a large discrepancy with the overall history as well. But we do have the hourly cap, but I'd be willing to entertain, especially if some of the lawyers and others on the committee would look at a different sort of budgeting as well.
Representative Anderson. I see in some of these here that the rates are $275 an hour. So I'm just wondering, I see some where they're taking off money on the bottom line. I guess that's where we may have to go in and stop this and spend all about this, but I'm just wondering what happened in those other situations where there, if there was a backing off to the $200 or how they made that decision.
Representative Anderson, there is a backing off to the $200 in all those instances, and I believe Mr. Grindle was not the attorney on this case. It would be somebody else at the firm who would need to be part of this discussion. I have a list going. Representative Hoppe's next.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I know that there have been cases where we've asked a different firm to re-look at their bill. Have we ever historically not paid or said we're only going to pay a certain amount?
That is a good question. You're going back beyond my history. I know in my time on the Rules Committee, which has been I believe 6 years now, we've always paid a bill, but we've in many of those instances paid a reduced rate over those times. I can't go beyond that historically. Representative Howells.
Well, Mr. Chairman, if you look at the date 11/19, but the first 11/19, they had 10 hours therefore participate in the 12B recall. The same day, they spent 8 hours traveling at $200 an hour. That's 18 hours in that day. There's no way that the volunteers were there for 10 hours.
As attorneys.
If they traveled.
Two separate attorneys
did this? But that's still. I think somebody should go back and we have
Mr. Chair, it was two separate travels. One traveled to Little Falls, if you look on the 11/19, and one traveled to Baxter. So they had one because of the recall being conducted in two. Apparently that district is split into two counties. So one went to Baxter and one went to Little Falls because they had the same day. That could save money because they think the two attorneys traveled together. I can clarify that with them, but my understanding is one went to Little Falls and one went to Baxter.
Representative House.
Only travel and it doesn't take 4 hours there and back.
Yeah, I'll have to ask the attorneys the specifics of that if we want to chop it down. But like I said, Mr. Chair, I'm not an attorney and I don't have a particular affinity for them either, but the reality is they're going to have to get paid at some point, and you know, I don't know what to tell them. I can tell them that we're going to have them come in and answer to the committee's questions. I honestly don't have enough details to give drive times and travel and all the rest of it. I would say, though, in years past, we have asked for people to cap the rates down, but we have always paid it, even when the differential on our side was almost, as a rule, always lower, and we did not question it. But I think if questions are good, they do, that's great, but I don't want to have it where my side is punished on this because of something that I don't, frankly, know a whole lot about.
And Representative Pfeiffer, it is, I believe, my intention, and hopefully the committee's intention, to pay bills that are due. There have been instances in the past, though, sitting on those committees this long, where our side of the aisle was questioned on bills, and the number came in lower later on, and we did some work on it, just for some historical background. Representative Hillstrom.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members. I just want everyone to look at the attorney total versus the max allowed. This is the only bill that is dollar for dollar exactly the same between the two columns. So everyone else wrote down their bill. Maybe it was by the hourly rate versus the number of hours, but this is the only one that is exactly the same in both columns.
Members of the committee, it seems like folks have questions, and I'm going to, I guess, just take the will of the committee here and see if heads are nodding. But Representative Pfeiffer, I don't believe it's necessary to bring in lawyers to this committee to figure out these issues. I think that'd be an inefficient use of our time, perhaps if, as has happened in the past with both Democrats and Republican caucuses, to maybe take some time and see if there's an ability to look at lessening this bill. That would be the best next step to go, and if we can resolve it in short order, we can absolutely call a Rules Committee meeting at any time to get these bills signed. So, is that get a good sense from the committee? Representative Crawford.
That's true if they charge you to come in.
Yes. any further discussion? If not, we'll hold this over, and the meeting is adjourned. Thank you, members.